We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Kriya Satoira, Halacha Dalid, Paragraph Hey. In the previous Shir, we were speaking about the significance of Monday and Thursday regarding reading the Torah. The fact that we read the Torah generally every week on Mondays and Thursdays in the morning. Once Rav Nosson Zal touched on Monday, Thursday regarding that, he's going to explain another important event in our calendar that's based on Monday and Thursday. Paragraph Hey, Viato Mavuyer Umuvan Mashenoyagem Ligzor Tainis Besheni Vachamishi Lachar Yontif. Based on what we've been learning here, we'll be able to understand why the rabbis decreed fast days on Monday, Thursday, and the following Monday, after the major holidays, after Pesach and Sukkot, as the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Orach Chaim, chapter 492. The Isa and the Tur writes there, Shehatam, that the reason for this decree was, Shema Machmas Simchas Yontif Bo Lidei Ezechet Chas V'Shon. Because the rabbis were concerned, maybe, as a result of trying to fulfill the mitzvah of simcha, joy and happiness on the holiday, maybe it led us to commit a sin. This is the wording in the Shulchan Aruch based on the Gemara regarding what we call Bahab. Bahab is Beis Hei Beis, Monday, Thursday, Monday, which the rabbis said are fast days after the major holidays. We know that Rabbeinu Zal taught us, Rabbeinu Zal, Rabbi Nachman, even though he himself, in his youth especially and throughout his life, did a lot of fasting, besides the standard fast days, he fasted hundreds, maybe thousands of fasts. There was one year when he fasted 18 times from Shabbos to Shabbos, which means from Saturday night after Havdalah till the following Friday evening Kiddush, he did not taste anything, which is something extremely, extremely difficult and even dangerous a little bit. Rabbeinu Zal told his students that as a result of all of his fasting and all of his avodas, he came to a conclusion that there's a much better way. The better way is hispoidus, tefillah, especially a person's own private, personal tefillah with Hashem in your own words, in your own language, which Rabbeinu Zal said he understood that what could be accomplished through fasting could be accomplished quicker, easier, and better through tefillah. And therefore, he discouraged his students from taking on extra fasts. However, we know that within the fasts that are discussed in the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch, there are those that are 100% obligatory, like Asara B'Teves, Shivasar B'Tammuz, Tisha B'Av, and there are those that are sort of extra credit in a sense, such as Bahab, the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, things like that. And the custom in Breslov was that those additional fasts, like Bahab, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, different things like that, they would grab those like a sweet cookie. That was the expression. We take it like a sweet cookie, like a gift, that we have the schus of being able to fast, being able to elevate our souls through this process of fasting. There are those who fast half a day on these fasts. Okay, so now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'lechoira eich shayach ligzor v'lachshosh chashosha kazois. At first glance, it seems strange. How and why would the rabbis make such a decree that because you were doing the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif and you might have committed a sin, so we'll declare a fast? Haloi Simchas Yontif hi mitzvah gedoyla min haTorah. The mitzvah of enjoying the holiday with new clothing, with wine and meat, and is a mitzvah d'oraisa. V'Yisroel Kedoshim Smechem Oz B'Hashem Yisborach U'Petoros Ha'Kedosha. And the holy Jewish people rejoice with Hashem and with the holy Torah, She'osimonu Nisim V'Neflois. We remember the fact that Hashem performed great miracles for us on these days. V'Yitzionu Mimitzrayim, He took us out of Egypt. V'Nosan Lanu Esa Torah, He gave us the Torah. V'Kervonu Lishmoy HaGodol, and He brought us close to Him. As we say in the Shmon Esrei, in our prayers on the holidays, we say, Ato v'chartonu mikol ho'amim. You, Hashem, have chosen us from among all the nations. Ohaftoi sonu, You love us. V'rotzisa bonu, You have only goodwill towards us. Ve'ech shayech lachshosh chashosh azois, shemo bo lidei chet ayidei zechas v'shon. Why would the rabbis be trying to look into this like with a magnifying glass in a sense, or looking for trouble in a sense? They're looking to see, maybe we did a sin in Simchas Yontif. Why don't we look for a sin? Maybe we did a sin while putting on tefillin. Maybe we did a sin while going to the mikveh. Why specifically this? Rav Nosson Zal says, based on what we've been learning till now, you'll understand this very well. Based on the Likutei Moran that we quoted, from chapter 4 in the second half of Likutei Moran, and based on how Rav Nosson Zal explained it, you'll understand it very well. Achal pi hanal mavoyer heitev, ki ikar simchas yontif nimshach al yedei hizgalus harotzim. The real joy and celebration, what we're celebrating on Yontif, is the fact that there was a revelation of Rotzayin Hashem. The world was shown that there is no teva, there's no such thing as nature, because each one of the holidays reminds us of the miracles that superseded nature on those days, on Pesach, on Shavuos, and Sukkos, Bechinas, as Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likutei Moran quotes the Pasuk in Tehillim, chapter 58, Yismach Tzadik, the Tzadik rejoices, he's happy. What's he happy about? When he sees the downfall of his enemies, he sees Hashem take over the controls and start pushing the different buttons to blow away all of our enemies, not following any natural laws or rules. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran. So where's the problem? Rav Nosson Zal says, however, Rabbeinu Zal also says there, Aval yesh koil hachayos rois anal. Besides the great sounds of joy of the holiday, there's other sounds. There's the roars of the lions and the bears, the wild animals. Who are Shehem Koil Chachme Hateva? That's the philosophers, scientists who do not believe in Hashem. Shehem Roitzim Lehizgaber Keneged Koil Hakriya Shel Yontif Chas V'Shom. They oppose the sounds of the holiday. They oppose any talk about miracles, any talk about Hashem. Uki Shehem Mizgabrim Chas V'Shom. And when they get stronger, Al yedeze nishbos simchas yontif. They can turn off or destroy the joy, the celebration of yontif. Kama shekosav shom, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there. Ayin shom, look over there in Likutei Moran. Al kein, therefore, achar yom tov anu choyshishin shelo yizgabru chas v'shom koil hachayis rois anal. That's why, now that we just finished the holiday, we just finished Pesach, we had 7 days of celebration in our beautiful clothing and eating delicious meals with meat and wine and speaking about Hashem, reminding ourselves ato v'chartonu of the great miracles Hashem did for us on these days, we're afraid that the other side watched all of this and saw all of this, and they're not twiddling their thumbs. They're saying, okay, now it's our turn. The holiday's over. Now we'll take over. Ki ze klal. Because this is a very important rule in Yiddishkeit. Ki ez ze l'uma ze osa l'kim. Hashem made the Kedusha and the Tumah as equal opposite forces to a degree. V'tekev kishemizgaber sitra d'kedusha, and as soon as the side of kedusha starts flexing its muscles and showing how strong they are, we just went through a holiday of Pesach or Sukkah. Everybody was eating the matzah, or everybody was eating in the sukkah and wearing their fine, and there was shiurim given about the holidays, and everybody was speaking about how great Hashem is and how wonderful the Torah is and how wonderful Yiddishkeit is. Mizgaber kenegdo hasitra achra. The sitra achra says, we're not just going to sit by and watch this. Here we go. Now it's our turn. And they start getting stronger, rising up. So long as the side of holiness was resting or taking it easy, and they weren't really publicizing Hashem, they weren't really glorifying Hashem, this with a rotzayin, hoyu gam heim nochim. So the sitra achra was also resting, taking it easy. Avol tekev kishemaschinon lezgaber legalei sarotzayin. However, as soon as the side of kedusha starts pushing to publicize that everything is rotzayin Hashem, azai maschilin gam heim lezgaber. The other side starts getting much more serious also and stronger. Umaschilin lishoig bekoilam kanal, and they start roaring and screaming. Ki hoinyin hu kama shnei bnei adam hanilchamim, because it's just like two people who are engaged in a tug of war or in a fight. Shekeshe echod maschil lehizgaber, when one of them starts winning, azai mischazek hasheni kenegda biyoser, the other side who sees that this is it, either I do everything I can now or I'm going to go down, so that other side starts really pushing very hard to pick themselves up or to turn things around. Kemavur b'makom acher, as Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in chapter 65 in Likutei Moran. V'al kein, and that's why anu misyarim achar yontif, we're afraid now that a holiday has gone by, maybe during our celebration of Yontif, maybe there was something wrong. Hainu, shema mitoich simchas Yontif, shebo al yidei koil hakriya shel Yontif, shemegalas haratzim, maybe during the celebration of Yontif, which comes about as a result of publicizing and glorifying Hashem, showing that everything is Rotzayin Hashem, Shema al yidei ze daika bo eze pegam chashom. Maybe that caused the other side to pull the trigger, to shoot a bullet. Ki machmas hisgabrus hisgalus harotzayim, because when side A gets stronger, when the revelation of rotzayim gets stronger, shezehu ikar simchas yontif, which is the main celebration of yontif, yochol lihiyos, it's very possible shemachmaze, that because the side of kedusha showed some power, maybe because of that, hisgaber kenegdoi koil hachayis rois. The other side also started flexing their muscles. Ad shenichnas eze machshava ro chas v'shalom, injecting some kind of a bad thought into the minds of the Jews. Bad thoughts, doubts about Hashem, doubts about tzaddikim, doubts about the Torah. Shenimsheches mideyos chach me'ateva, which come from that other side, which come from their way of thinking. Because as a result of the fact that the sounds of holiness got stronger, on Yontif we sing Hallel, we're making a lot of noise on Yontif. Maybe because of that, Hizgabru Heim Kenegdom, the other side also started doing theirs, singing their songs. V'alkein, and it's for this reason that onugoizrim tainis sheni v'chamishi achar yontif, that the rabbis decreed this fast that's known as the Monday Thursday fast, sheni v'chamishi daika. Rav Nosson Zal says, why Monday Thursday specifically? Ki heim yemei rotzoin, because the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch refer to Monday and Thursday as days of rotzoin. Remember, rotzoin means goodwill, when Hashem is special, showed special goodwill towards us. Shebohem kibel Moshe luchay sachrainais. Remember, those were the days when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to heaven and Hashem forgave the Jewish people. And Moshe Rabbeinu received the replacement set of luchais, the second luchais. The tikein chetu egel. He corrected, he was able to cover over the sin of the golden calf. Shehu pegam harotzain, which was a pegam in rotzain. Remember, avodah zarah, the Gemara says when there's avodah zarah in the world, there's the anger of Hashem in the world. Anger, we said earlier, was the opposite of rotzain. Rotzain means goodwill, appeasement. Anger is the opposite of that. V'alkein, al yidei tainis shel sheni v'chamishi. And that's why by fasting on Monday and Thursday, mizgaber he'oras ha'rotzain, we're magnifying those that the power of Monday and Thursday, which is rotzain. V'alkein, al yidei tainis shel sheni v'chamishi, v'nestakein simchas yontif. And this fixes or perfects the joy of Yontif, shenimshach al yedei hizgalus harotzen kanal, which we saw earlier, that the whole joy and celebration of Yontif is based on hizgalus harotzen. The fact that the Yontif reminds us that Hashem is in control, that everything is only rotzen Hashem. Ki ikar, now Rav Nosson Zal explains, ki ikar meitza chanochosh, because whenever we talk about the top leader of the Sitra Achra, who's referred to as Meitzach HaNochosh, which is the opposite of Meitzach HaRotzayim, the Meitzach HaNochosh draws from the original snake. Shehizgaber, how did the original snake succeed? Al yidei chet upegam achila, as a result of getting Adam and Chava to eat improperly. Shehu achilas eitz hadas toivora, which was eating from the eitz hadas. Shehu bechinas hisgabrus chochmas hateva. And the eitz hadas, a tree of knowledge that's no good, that represents the chachmei hateva, the scientists and philosophers who don't believe in Hashem and who are giving out knowledge that opposes Hashem. Ki odom horishoin kofar beikar, kamoisham Rabbi Seinazal. The Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, page 38, that odom horishoin became an atheist. He denied Hashem. Kfira. He denied. This is the wording in the Gemara. Kofar beikar. Whether it was for a moment, a moment that he fell in his emuna. V'alkein, and therefore, And we know again, kfira is the opposite of rotzain. V'alkein ayidei hatainis sheni v'chamishi, and therefore by fasting on Monday and Thursday, misaknim pigam huachila, when we're not eating, then our eating is on a very holy level. We're not doing any sins with eating. V'oz mizgaber ha'oras ha'rotzain, and that elevates the light of rotzain in a very big way. Rabbi Nizal has a few places in Likutei Maram that he speaks about this. One chapter specifically, if I'm not mistaken, it's chapter 57. That's one of the places where Rabbi Nizal speaks about fast, about eating, fasting, rotzoin, and kas. And he quotes the Zohar HaKadosh. There's a very famous Zohar HaKadosh that says that when we're fasting, we know that most people like to eat. Person needs to eat. Everybody needs to eat, but some people want to eat. Forget about needing or not eat, whether I need it or don't need it. I want to eat. And I don't just want to eat. I want to eat chocolate or steak or whatever it is. It's a taiva. It's one of the major taivas is achila. The word taiva in Hebrew means desire. Another word for taiva is rotzain. The Zohar HaKadosh says that on a fast day, when a person conquers that, when a person takes that desire to eat, the taiva sachila, the rotzain for food, and says, guess what, buddy? No, a big no, we're not eating today. He's taking total control of rotzain. And again, if he's doing it for Hashem, if he's doing it for Hashem's kavod, then he's squashing his human animal, physical desire for food, he's squashing it for Hashem. That's a he'oras harotzayim. That's a very high level of he'oras harotzayim that happens on a fast day, which is the opposite of kas. We said again, rotzayim means desire. Rotzayim also means goodwill. Rotzayim means I want you. Kas means I don't want you. Get out of here. Get lost. You know. So rotzayim and kas are opposites. So the Zohar Kodesh speaks about the fact that on a fast day, there's this elevation of rotzayim, and a person, this can help a person conquer kas, anger. Now we know, unfortunately, like in everything, there are some people that the day that's most easy for them to get really angry, not just angry, but really angry, is when they're not eating. You take away his breakfast, or you take away his breakfast and lunch, and you'll see how much rotzayim he has. He's got rotzayim to smash your face if you say the wrong, if you look at him the wrong way. But again, it's for us to know, those that are doing this properly, or those who know what it's about, know that a fast day is an incredible, important day of rotzayim, hizgalus harotzayim. And therefore, like we said before, that's what yontif is all about. And we follow up on yontif, just in case, because on yontif there was such a major hizgalus harotzayim, and could be the Sitra Achra saw it, and now the Sitra Achra is gathering their armies, we say we'll take care of that. Well, yontif was the cake. Now we're going to put the whipped cream and cherry on top by fasting after yontif. After all of that eating, after all of that delicious food on yontif, I'm taking a vacation. Monday, Thursday, no eating. That protects us from any harmful reaction on the part of the Sitra Achra. And exactly. And that's also why we're going to see in a moment, the Gemara says that one of the highlights on a fast day is tzedakah. Agra de Tanesa Tzedaka. The Gemara says the reward for a fast day is measured by how much tzedaka you give on a fast day. The Shulchan Aruch suggests that on a fast day, you're not eating breakfast, you're not eating lunch, you're not eating dinner. Breakfast is $25, lunch is $35, dinner is $55. Take that money and give it to a poor person. That's really one of the high levels of tzedakah on a fast day, taking the value of the food that you would normally eat on that day and giving it to the poor people. Why? Again, what is tzedakah? Tzedakah is rotzayim. We mentioned many times the pasuk in Chumash, when Moshe Rabbeinu was asking the Jews to donate to the Mishkan, he said, Kol nediv lev yevi'eha es trumas Hashem. Every person who has a desire in his heart, a desire to give, a feeling of generosity, of wanting to give, should bring their contribution. So tzedakah is an expression of rotzayim, goodwill. So now we have three things. We have yontif, we have the tainis, and we're going to see in a moment, Rav Nosson Zal also mentioned the greatness of tzedakah on the tainis. Ve'oz mizgaber ha'oras ha'rotzayim. Kibohem, kibel, Moshe haluchay sachrainos. Because remember, on Monday, Thursday was when Moshe Rabbeinu received the luchos. We mean during on a 40-day period, which we began on Thursday and ended with Monday. Shehem bechinas tikkun cheto egel, and the luchos, the Torah, was the tikkun for the sin of the egel. Shehu pegam horotzayin, and we know that avodah zarah is the opposite of rotzayin. The Gemara says there's nothing that angers Hashem like Avodah Zorah. Kol zman sheyesh Avodah Zorah bo'olam, charoyin af bo'olam. Now Rav Nosson Zal finishes. V'al kein koyrim bohem vayichal. And this is why on our fast days, we usually read vayichal, vayichal Moshes. We read a portion of the Torah that speaks about Moshe Rabbeinu begging Hashem to forgive the Jews for the golden calf. That's the portion that we read on a fast day. Again, there are some shuls, there are some communities that read Vayechal on Bahab. In Breslov, I haven't really seen it. I haven't really seen it. They don't read. They say slichas for Bahab. They don't lay in the Torah, but there are those that do. And again, Rav Nosson Zal here is not paskening. He's explaining the different customs that Klal Yisrael has on these days. This is something that comes up. There are some people that try to bring proof as to what Rav Nosson Zal paskened lahalocha from the Likutei Halachos. And I've heard that some of the rabbis in Breslov explain that the fact that he mentions a custom in Likutei Halachos doesn't necessarily mean that that was the custom that they followed. Every Jewish custom has significance to it, has meaning behind it. And Rav Nosson Zal is explaining, he's enlightening us regarding all of these things. Shehu tfilas Moshe vayichal is the tefillah which Moshe Rabbeinu shehispalel lahamtik hakas v'acharoinaf. This is the tefillah that Moshe Rabbeinu gave to try to subdue the anger of Hashem shel chet v'egel, which was caused by the sin of the golden calf. Shaydeze bitel hakas, and as a result of Moshe Rabbeinu's prayer, he eliminated the anger of Hashem. V'hafochoy l'rotzoin. He turned it around completely. Instead of Hashem being angry at us, he turned it around totally to get Hashem to show us incredible goodwill. That's when Hashem revealed to him, we'll see in a moment, v'himshich he'oras ha'rotzoin boilam. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to draw an incredible level of rotzoin of Hashem, of goodwill of Hashem into the world as a result of the prayer for the golden calf. What was that? Sheze bechina shloishesre midoy shel rachmim shenizgal eloyos. That's the secret of the 13 attributes of kindness of Hashem, which Hashem revealed to him right after the golden calf. When Hashem was as angry as he could possibly be, he wants to tear us to shreds, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to turn it around and not only get Hashem to say, forgive you, but I'm going to give you the secret formula that whenever I get angry, that whenever there's any judgment, midas adin, this is top secret. There's these 13 attributes of kindness which can wipe out any anger, any din. Shenizgal eloyos, which was revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu at that time, shekoyren oysan b'yoyim hatainis. And that's the portion of the Torah that we read on a fast day. Because the 13 attributes of kindness, another word for them is rotzoin. They represent, again, the keser, the crown of Hashem, the highest level of rachmanis, which is called rotzoin. V'alkein, and therefore, heim shloishes remidos, that's why there's exactly 13 of them, keneged tleiser tikune dikna kiyadua, corresponding to the 13 tikunim of the beard, as is discussed throughout the Zohar HaKadosh. Because what beard are we talking about? We're talking about a white beard, not a green beard. We're talking about a white beard. Kiyadua sheze bechinas zokein digdusha. This is the concept of our holy elders and the holy beard. Sha'al yodoi mezgale meitzach harotzoin, through which is revealed this highest level of kindness of Hashem. The Zohar HaKadosh speaks about it at length, the old man in the white beard who has only forgiveness and mellowness and gentleness and kindness. Gam, a final additional point, hatainis hu bechinas tzedaka. We know that fasting is a form of charity. Bechinas, as the Gemara says in Brachas, page 6, agra de tanesa tzidkasa. The real reward for a fast is the charity that's given on the fast, as we explained earlier. Ukamashakosu batoyra dirshu, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses this in chapter 37 in Likut Imran, Ayin Sham, look over there. Valyidei hatzdoka Iker hachnoas meitzach anochosh. And Rabbeinu Zal showed over there in chapter 4 in Likutei Moran Tanina, which this entire halach is based on, Rabbeinu Zal showed that tzedakah brings about the defeat of the meitzach anochosh, the top leader of the Sitra Achra. Alkein misanin achar yontev. Now you understand why we have these fast days that the rabbis designated after the major holidays. Baruch Hashem. With this, we conclude Halacha Dalid in Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah. Halacha Hey, the fifth discussion on the topic of Kriyas HaTorah, is nichleles behilchas nesias kapayim halochei, is included within the fifth discussion of duchening, the kohanim going up to the duchen. Hilchas kriyas haTorah halacha vav, a new world. Al pi haTorah tiku toichacha belikutei tanina simen ches. This halacha will be based on chapter 8 in the second half of Likutei Moran, which was the final shir that Rabbeinu Zal gave in his life. The last Rosh Hashanah of Rabbeinu Zal's life, last official shir that he gave. It's one of the long chapters on Likutei Moran that has a lot of, obviously, this was his final instructions to his students and to the world. That's the Torah Tiku Teichacha. Vese b'chinas kriyas haTorah b'tzibur b'sefer Torah k'sheira b'nigun uv'taymen. Based on that chapter on Likutei Moran, we're going to explain why we read the Torah publicly from a kosher Sefer Torah with the special musical notes. V'ikar hakriya hu b'shabes v'yantif. The main time when we have the most substantial kriyas haTorah is on Shabbos and on holidays. She'oz tikein Moshe likrois b'Torah. That's when Moshe Rabbeinu established the law that the Jewish people should read from a Sefer Torah on Shabbos and on yantif. Ach, however, kishaholchi Yisrael b'loy ma'im shleish yomim, when the Jews were traveling in the desert, and they traveled once 3 days without water, and they got very tired, umdu hanavim shebeinehem, the prophets among them rose up, v'tiknu hakriya b'sheni v'chamishi, and they're the ones who established this law that besides Shabbos and Yontif, we read the Torah also on Mondays and Thursdays, k'dei shelo yavru shlosh yomim b'lei Torah, said a Jew should never go 3 days without a Torah reading. And then the Gemara in the Shulchan Aruch goes on to say, v'Ezra, and Ezra HaSofer, the great tzaddik, tikein, he's the one who made the enactment, b'Shabbos b'mincha, that besides reading the Torah Shabbos morning, we read it an additional time, Shabbos afternoon, at Mincha. Kemavor b'divra b'senazal b'gamora u'poiskim, as is discussed throughout the Gemara and in the Shulchan Aruch. Ki ikar hakriya b'toira hu b'Shabbos. The Arizal gives us an easy way to remember the different Torah readings that we have. He says, you have it in the Pasuk Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Shema is 3 letters. That's Mondays and Thursdays. Yisrael is 5 letters. That's the holidays. Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, 5 aliyahs. Rosh Hashanah. Hashem, Yudke, Vavke, 4 letters. That's Rosh Chodesh. Chol HaMoed. Elokeinu is 6 letters. That's Yom Kippur. Hashem Echad is 7 letters, which is Shabbos. That in the Shema, you have all the variations from 3 to 7 of the different amounts of people that get called up to the Torah. Ki Ikra Kriya, but the most substantial Torah reading, is on Shabbos. K'may Shom Razal, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, page 86. Because Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 8 in the second half of Likutei Moran, she'ikr birur ho'emunah gdoisha, that the main clarification of our faith in Hashem, shehu emunas chidish olam, which refers especially to the fact that we believe that Hashem created the world brand new 5,773 years ago. And there's no millions and billions, and there's no fossil cakes and other nonsense and all the shtuyot. Shehu emunas chidish olam. Ruach Nevuah. This is, how does a person come to real pure faith? It requires a spirit of prophecy, Shemevarer Hamedame, because prophecy represents such a level of holiness that it dissolves the Medame. Medame means fantasy, imagination, unclarity. Nevuah eliminates all of that. And in order for a person to have real, real, pure, solid faith, it requires elimination of the medame. It requires birur hamedame, which is accomplished through a spirit of prophecy. Rabbein Azal explains over there in the Likutei Moran. V'zeh bechinas matn Torah. And this is what took place when Hashem gave the Torah to the Jews on Har Sinai. She'oz zachu kulam al yidei Moshe l'ruach nevuah. Because at Har Sinai, the entire Jewish people experienced prophecy through Moshe Rabbeinu. It says, ponim beponim dibar Hashem imochem. Hashem spoke to the entire Jewish people face to face, like he speaks to a prophet. Ve'oz nizbaseis v'nizkayim ho'ilam. And that's why the Gemara tells us that the world was shaky until the sixth day. The Torah tells us, Yoim Hashishi Vayechulu Hashmayim Voretz. On the sixth day, heaven and earth were completed. The Gemara asks, which sixth day are we talking about? The sixth day of creation? No. We're talking about the sixth of Sivan. 2,448 years later, when Hashem gave the Torah, that's the Yom Hashi, that's Hashishi, the sixth day when heaven and earth were completed. Because the Gemara says, until then, everything was shaky. Why was everything shaky? Because the world stands on Emunah. The foundation of the world, the foundation of everything is faith. Until the Torah was given on Har Sinai, when we experienced prophecy, which corrects the Medame, until then the Emunah was shaky. Dahainu shenizgale oz Emunas chidish oilam. On Har Sinai was revealed, was made clear to the Jewish people to believe in chidish oilam, the faith in that Hashem created the world brand new, something from nothing, complete nothingness. And Rabbein Azal goes on to say there, V'chein b'chol dor v'dor, and so too, throughout all the generations, behechrech sheyu tzadikim, there must be tzadikim in every generation, sheyesh lahem bechinas ruach nevuah. So that even if they're not actually prophets, but they must have some aspect of prophecy. Bechinas ruach habo mikodesh. Rabbein Azal says that they have to have a level of ruach hakodesh, a spirit that comes from holiness. Shaydeze ikar hamshochas emunas chidish olam. And that's what gives these great tzaddikim the ability to teach emuna, to shine emuna into their students, into the Jewish people, because the tzaddik possesses a degree of Ruach HaKodesh Nevuah, which gives him a Birur HaMedameh, and that's what gives him the ability to really teach Emunah to Klal Yisrael. Umevoyer Sham, Rabbein Azal goes on, explains over there in Likutei Moran, Shaydei Emunas Chidish Olam, Zeichen LeChidish Olam Shelosid. That the stronger that we become in our faith, especially regarding Chiddush Olam, regarding this point, that Hashem created the world something from complete nothingness, that will bring us to the Chiddush Olam of the future, to the renewal that's going to take place in the future, when Mashiach comes. V'aydezeh nis'oirer shir shel niflois. And this actually activates the song of miracles. Shehu shir poshut kofel meshulash maruba. Rabbein Azal says there in the Qur'an, which is the song of single, double, triple, quadruple. Sheyisar losid, which is going to be activated in the future. Sheyisnagein al shivim ushnayim nimim, which is going to be played on a harp of 72 strings. When we take Hashem's name, Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, which is made up of four letters, and we take the Yud first, one letter, Yud is 10. Then we double it, we take Yud Hey, that's 15, 10 plus 15. Then we take triple, Yud Kei Vav, that's 21. And then we take the entire thing, Yud Kei Vav Kei, 26, it totals up to 72. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, this is that special song of the future, a song which is single, double, triple, quadruple, which is going to be played on this harp of 72 strings, which is a song of miracles. Shaydei Koil Hashir Hazeh Daika, and it's through the sound of this special song, Yecholin Lohichiach. That's what gives the true tzaddikim the ability to be able to reprimand the Jewish people. Rabbi Nizal shows in that chapter in the Kutimran that reprimand is one of the most difficult, dangerous things in Judaism. And before a Jew is qualified to reprimand anybody, he's got to have these qualities. He's got to have Birur Hamedame, he's got to have a Ruach Nevua, he's got to have this Shir Shelo Sidlova, etc. Bibichinas, as the Pasuk says about Moshe Rabbeinu, Nirdi Nosan Reichoi, that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he saw the Jews committing terrible sins, like we just had in the previous golden calf, he was able to turn it around to such a level where not only did their sin not give off a terrible foul odor, their sin gave off a smell of perfume. He was able to turn it around. And from Hashem wanting to burn the Jewish people, he got Hashem to reveal the 13 attributes of kindness, to forgive the Jews completely, and to give us the mitzvah of building the Mishkan. So Moshe Rabbeinu cashed in big time. He was able to show how you can take a person from that Yerida can lead to Tachlis Aliyah, that from such a downer as worshiping idols, the golden calf, which brings out the worst anger from Hashem, he turned it around completely, as the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Nirdi Nosan Reichoi. The Gemara says, it doesn't say Ozav Reichoi, it doesn't say they lost their smell, Nosan Reichoi. They gave forth a beautiful, sweet smell. He was able to show the beauty of Klal Yisrael coming out of such a terrible, terrible fall, terrible Yerida. Now Rav Nosan Zal says, V'alkein, till now was pretty much from Likutei Moran. V'alkein, Kriyas HaTorah B'Shabbos. Now you'll understand why the main Torah reading is on Shabbos. Ki Shabbos Moira Al Chiddush Olam. Because one of the highlights of Shabbos that the Torah emphasizes, that a Jew who is keeping Shabbos, he's making this day special, is because Ki Ze Iker Mitzvah Kiddush Shabbos. The real mitzvah of celebrating Shabbos is Lohidia, to make it clear, Ki Sheishes Yomim Osa Hashem Etzah Shemayim Vesoretz, that on 6 days Hashem created heaven and earth. What was there before that? Zero, nothing, only infinite light of Hashem. Uvayoyim Hashvii Shavas, and on the 7th day Hashem rested. Chomesh HaKosav, as the Pasuk says in Chomesh, in Shemos chapter 31, Bris Olam, that Shabbos is a permanent covenant between me and the Jewish people, which makes it clear to us that in 6 days Hashem created heaven and earth. Was there anything there before that? No, definitely not. And so too, the new world which Hashem is going to make in the future, after Mashiach comes, after Tchiyas HaMeisim, there's going to be Chiddush Olam, Hu Gam Kein Bechina Shabbos. That's also referred to as Shabbos. Ki Oz Yihye Yoyim Shekulo Shabbos. The Torah tells us that that's going to be a time when it'll be wall-to-wall Shabbos. It'll be a day that's all Shabbos, no weekday at all. וזה בחינס כל השירויס והזמירויס והניגונים שמסוירים בשבס. Now you'll understand also the meaning behind all the singing and singing and singing that a good Jew is supposed to be doing on Shabbos. Friday night we have the Lechad Doidi, we have the Shalom Aleichem, we have the Zmiris after the meal. On Shabbos morning we have Kel Odom, We have the extra chapters of Tehillim that we add to Shacharis. We have the Hodu Lashem Kitoiv Kilom Chazdoi. We have the Zmiris at that meal. Suda Shlishit. It's a good observant Jew is doing a lot of serious singing on Shabbos. She'oz, look at the wording that Rav Nosson Zal uses. She'oz noyagin kol Yisrael laharbois benigunim ubezmirois v'shirois. On Shabbos, all Jews have a custom to do a lot of singing, all different kinds of songs. She'akoil nimshach mikoil hashir v'anigin anal she'yisar losid beis chidish oilim. Where are those songs coming from? They're coming from the song of the future. That special song that's going to be played on the harp of 72 strings. The future, which is referred to, Shehu Yoim Shekuloi Shabbos, when it's going to be only Shabbos. V'alkein Iker Kriyas HaTorah B'Shabbos. And it's for this reason that the main Torah reading is on Shabbos. Ki kol hanal hu bechinas kriyas haTorah, because everything we spoke about till now is all tied into reading the Torah. Ki al yedei haTorah zoichin lekol zeh. The Torah is what gives us all the important things we mentioned earlier. Number one, levarer emunas chidish ha'olam shel tchilas habria. The Torah makes it perfectly clear that we believe in Chiddush Olam. That the Torah begins with Bereishis. Bereishis, in the beginning. This is the beginning. Not what any turkey says about 40 million and 30 billion years ago. All of that nonsense. It all began on Bereishis. 5,700 and so many years ago. In 6 days. V'lizkois l'chiddush olam shel osid. And to be zoicha to the Chiddush Olam of the future, it's all dependent. It's all tied into the Torah. Shekol zeh hu bechina Shabbos, and all of this is the concept of Shabbos. We'll hold it over here for now. Any questions? Sure.